the police force was basically working to support their sicarios, to pick people up, to kidnap people on their behalf. It also looks at one case specifically of a DEA informant, Alexander Meza-Leon. And it says one of the police commanders, who was Juan Valenzuela Millán, who's one of the people who's accused, helped kidnap this DEA informant. And then they went on in 2023 to massacre, kill him and massacre various members of his family, including a 13-year-old boy. Some pretty heavy charges of what they're doing on behalf of the cartel. Now, the cartel, the Chapitos, it says in the indictment, are moving huge amounts of drugs, particularly fentanyl to the United States and heroin mixed with fentanyl, crystal meth and cocaine. These are the three drugs really focuses on, or the opioids, the crystal meth and the cocaine. And the fentanyl, as it says in the indictment, and we will know about, has been behind a record waves of deaths in the United States in the last few years. You know, some years there was more than 100,000 overdose deaths in total, with about 70% of those related to fentanyl. So a lot of things that went into this indictment.